Ladies and gentlemen, boys and girls, children of all ages, this is take two of podcast number 66.
66.5.
That's right. We're going to try this again. Computer problems. That's okay.
We'll do it live.
I still have the same excitement. Awesome. Pumped up about this podcast. As always, I'm Steve Patera, joined by my good friend
Evan Shaw Mumford.
We got a lot to go over. I got a couple of things I just want to get to mention because I keep forgetting to do it. My mom is doing great. She's now walking with a walker and a cane, and she's walking to the end of her street. She's doing physical therapy every day, so that's awesome. And Eva's grandmother back in the rehab facility, so no longer in the hospital, so that's awesome. Mm. Good news there. Oh, yeah. And then I have some prayer request. A really good friend of mine is back in the hospital. He's been in and out of the hospital over the past few months. A couple times it's gotten really bad. And so I got word that he's back in the hospital. And so I'm just looking for some prayers. If you could storm the heavens, I'd really appreciate it. I'm not putting his name out there because I want to respect his privacy. He's a pretty private guy, so... If you could just pray for my friend who's in the hospital, I'd really appreciate that. We had the winter retreat.
Yes.
This past weekend, St. Teresa.
Finally all rested up. Oh, yeah. Caught up on my sleep.
St. Teresa of Calcutta Parish in Manchester. Mm-hmm. And I went on Saturday, and so we'll talk about that. Yeah. Then I have some quiz questions for Evan that he doesn't know about. And then you got music.
Absolutely.
We have readings, which is Mark chapter 9, 41 through 50. Our saint of the day, Saint Hilary, who was a pope. So that's
interesting.
Cool. A pope and a saint.
That's quite a LinkedIn.
And then you got News of the Weird.
Yes.
Okay. Absolutely. Awesome. And then, of course, if I go off on a tangent of something else, I'm sure it'll come
normal.
Up.
It's normal.
Yeah. So winter retreat.
Yeah, just wrapped up this past weekend, and it went really, really well. We ended up going out to Trinita Retreat Center in New Hartford.
Yes.
And in the middle of nowhere, it's a very, very scenic drive going out past Farmington and into the southern Berkshires. Mm. But it was nice. It was a small group this year. We were expecting a larger group, but the numbers kept fluctuating and going up and down.
Well, I heard a decent portion of the group got like the flu.
Yeah.
Yeah. So that, I mean, it is that season, and that can be rough. But yeah, so it starts on Fridays.
Right. And so we were there, we got there probably around 5:30, we're setting up, and then everybody started showing up around 7:30, 8 o'clock. And then it was just games and activities and talks up until, I don't know, 11:30 at night. And, okay, guys, it's 11:30.
What? Time for bed.
How did it get that late?
So quickly.
So it was great. We had my wife Jen helping out. Brett was there. Steve, our youth minister, was there. And unfortunately, we were missing Linda. She was on vacation, enjoying some sunny weather down under. So we were missing her. But yeah, it was great. And like I said, small group, but it sometimes that works out beneficial because then you have a tight knit community where you get to hang out with everyone and you don't miss anybody.
You get to know everyone a little better.
Yeah.
Not too small where you feel like the activities don't still work.
Right.
You know, so that's awesome. Friday night mostly is always get to know you stuff.
Right. So we did a lot of games. We had a rule video that came out really, really funny. The theme this year was Yellow Brick Road.
Okay.
And it's the idea of going home. You know, right. and taking, trying to stay on the straight and narrow and this and that.
Yeah,
so we're tying in the movie in as much as we can. So what we did for the rule video was we had Riley, one of our team members, do the voiceover stuff for everything, saying what you should and shouldn't do.
Nice.
And anyone in the video who broke the rule had a house fall on them.
Oh, that's cool. That's fun.
So it was one of those things. You put it together. You're like, wow, I really hope this will click with people and they'll laugh. And they were laughing. So
that's awesome.
We started off with that. And then we did a bunch of get to know you games, speed dating kind of games. And then...
Okay. Yeah, I was going to ask like how you guys did the get to know you.
Yeah.
Because we've done like the, you know, interview style. We've done like clumps. which is a game where you just shout out numbers and they got to get into a group of that size. Speed dating, where they have like 30 seconds to get to know the person. But it's something along those lines.
So we did me, you, me.
Okay, yep.
And yeah, that went really well. Everyone just standing in a circle and introducing their partner and going from there.
Okay.
And then we had, I forget who did their talk Friday night, but then we moved into something a little different. Brett came out, TV show host style, and you helped out with this a bit. You, MJ, and I think Vicky Rispoli did too. But he came out and he was talking about what retreat was like for him when he was in the program.
Yeah.
Then he introduced Jen. She came out. She had Eye of the Tiger playing as she came out. And then I was introduced, and we had pictures of us in high school. I thought I missed a bullet because I grew up in the program when Facebook and MySpace didn't exist. But someone found some photo albums in the closet. I love
that you just brought up MySpace.
Yeah.
They don't even know what that is.
No, no, that's they're younger than MySpace, which is sad. But there were some pictures of me that were discovered, and Jen found them and went, "It's you." So there were pictures of us up there, and
that's
and
then, funny.
Yeah, we just talked about our memories and what we liked about retreat, and I think that was great. It made the kids more relate to us in a different level than just volunteer chaperones.
Yeah, yeah. That's what's always, it's always important to try to make that connection and remember where you were when, type of thing. But then also just thinking about you as a freshman in high school when I
basically
was
my whole high school career. Like, most, I just look back and cringe.
Socially awkward kid.
And I knew.
I've ever met.
And I fully knew, which did not help, because that just made my interactions even more uncomfortable. Because, like, I know I'm awkward.
It's just so funny to me, because now, like, you're not that guy, but I definitely still picture that guy.
Well, one of my favorite memories was one youth group, and we're getting sidetracked here, so I'll stop
after
this.
It's okay.
But Kevin Rwanda's playing wiffle ball with us for a youth group out in the parking lot.
Okay.
He pitches a ball to me, and just to show how awkward I was, I went to swing, realized it was going behind me, so mid-swing I stopped, and my arm went back like that.
You swung the other way.
Right, I went both directions, and he just stopped and looked at me and went, "What are you doing?" I said, "I don't know."
Both ways. Oh, that's great. But yeah, so that's I'm giving you an idea.
I'm just glad I'm out of that phase.
Just give you an idea what
what life, they were dealing with.
What life was like for him in high school. But no, I digress. So, did the teens get any? Did they get any sense of that, Evan?
Got it when they were looking at the pictures of me, which I was hoping that we were going to avoid. They were laughing, and apparently MJ said that my head was too big for my body.
Oh, well, that's what I said.
And she said I was adorable. I was like, I don't know if that's the right adjective, but
Brett was asking me, I was like, well, here's the thing. He was super socially awkward, but physically he was awkward because I feel like he grew a foot and didn't know what to do with it.
Right. It is true. It is true.
You got like tall, skinny, and like
just, it's like I could like wrap
like a baby deer. Yeah.
I could wrap my thumb and my pointer finger around my arm.
Yeah, he's super skinny, and just all of a sudden, like, I feel like over one summer you grew like a foot.
Yeah.
So you didn't know what to do.
But the nice thing is, looking back at all the people that were kind to me.
Yeah.
And knowing where I was at that point and looking at pictures, I'm like, that says a lot to me. And knowing that, well, as awkward as I was, people were still kind.
You're still a good kid. It's not like you were mean-spirited. You were a really good kid, really fun to be around. It's great to joke with and all that stuff. It was just, like, super awkward because, well, here's the thing. Also, almost all teenagers are awkward in one sense or another. I don't mean to pile on.
I get it.
But no, so it's not like anyone in a mean-spirited way that I remember from youth group or church or anything made fun of you in any kind of mean-spirited way. I just can remember it, that. But so it's cool you guys kind of brought that up. Well, you had sent me earlier in the week a picture of me from high school, my senior photo, which coincidentally or not, Eva found like the 8x10 version here. And Zoe was walking around with it one day when I got home from work. This is me 100 pounds ago.
Well, I ended up bringing it. I ran into the youth ministry office with the photo album and I go, "Guys, you want to see a picture of baby Steve?" And they're all like, "Wait, what?" I said, "Patera, Steve Patera." And they're like, "Yeah, we want to see this." Looked at it.
I looked a lot different. I weighed 100.
Facial recognition on my phone recognized you.
No, it did not.
Yeah. Yeah. Is this Steve Patera? I said, yes, it is.
Get out, because I mean, I was 100 pounds less, give or take. Mm-hmm. And definitely no beard, because I'm not
and
sure.
And you were wearing a suit and tie.
That was my senior photo, which of course was like the summer after my junior year. And funny story, that tie, Bill Gruder's tie, because I didn't have any good ties. So, yeah. Like I said, Eva found it somewhere, an 8x10 of that photo, because it's here somewhere.
Yeah.
Zoe was walking around with it the other day. Anyway.
Did she recognize that it was you?
Oh, of course she did.
That's funny.
But no, how did that part go?
So it went well. The funniest thing was, so we had different segments throughout the whole presentation,
mm-hmm.
and I came up with the slides. I was using fun animations to kind of jazz it up,
mm-hmm.
and Brett goes, "I want to do a segment," and this was where you were helping him out with, called Yes or Yes.
Okay.
So it's basically true or true.
Yeah.
But you know, kind of poking fun at what our priest says every now and then, where he'll say...
Not poking fun, just like
referencing.
Reference.
Yeah, so he says yes or yes.
Yeah.
Well, not everyone got the joke when the text came on the screen saying yes or yes. Until he came and did mass with us
and
on Saturday
said yes
night.
Or yes.
And during his homily, he said it like 4 or 5 times.
And so the whole group was like,
and like there were people going, and like looking around each other. I'm like, guys, guys, stop.
He said it.
Stay on the rails. It went really, really well. And I was telling you right before the podcast that when we got home, Jen and I took separate cars. She was giving a kid a ride home, and I had all my equipment.
Had a lot of stuff to pack, and you have all the DJ equipment and the AV stuff.
So by the time we both were home and sitting down, she said so, and pretty much took naps. She said so. So what'd you think of the weekend? So we're just kind of hashing it out, going over points that we thought hit the target pretty well, and then things that were like, we tried, and I don't know if that really worked. And then we were still, our group chat was still going on with team, so adult and the teens. And there were other side group chats that we didn't realize that were going on with the other retreatants.
Okay.
And one of the high schoolers messaged us and goes, "Guys, you should see this conversations that's going on." And basically it was a few of the kids that were the rowdy ones and the ones that were going on retreat and thinking, "Oh, we're just going to have a lot of fun."
Mm-hmm.
And they got a different experience than what they were expecting. And they
really
were
glad.
Moved. And they're like, "Wow, I miss this. Like, I want to be in church right now." And so it's like, all right, well, clearly, you know, you can't judge something and say, well, that missed the mark because God's still doing something with it, you know?
Well, it's you got to catch people where they're at.
Yeah.
And it takes some people... It because the weekend can be this whirlwind where it's like this bombardment of faith and some people don't want to be seen as thinking it's fun or thinking that it's like you know, they don't want to be seen as uncool. And so they're going to joke or make mm-hmm. weird things because they feel uncomfortable. And, you know, so them feeling uncomfortable with their faith, the only thing that they can do is make a joke about it or right. act in a certain way to make it seem like, oh, no, I'm not, you know, I'm not uncool. I'm not praying. I'm, mm-hmm. you know, I'm here to be the goofball right. or whatever. But then sometimes you can catch them. You know mm-hmm. what I mean? Like all of a sudden they're like, no, no, I don't need to be that.
Yeah.
And so it's really cool when you can see a teenager go from, like, I got to act like I don't want to be here.
Right.
You know, and then all of a sudden they're like, wait, I can actually just be me.
Mm-hmm.
And I don't need to be this exaggerated version right. or
no
whatever.
Masks.
Yeah, yeah. No, yeah. I don't have to be whatever I think people want me to be. Yeah. I can just be me. And that's the best thing about the weekend retreat.
Mm-hmm.
Because, you know, I was a part of that program for like 15 years,
yeah.
Part of a lot of winter retreats. And that was always my favorite thing, was seeing people kind of like evolve mm-hmm. over the weekend from the people who had maybe never gone on retreat before. Yeah. They start on Friday kind of like holding something back
yeah.
or really not wanting to be themselves, kind of like surveying mm-hmm. everything going on. And then by Sunday, they're into it and they're like yeah. praying.
They don't want to leave.
Yeah, they don't want to leave. They're praying together. They don't want their phone back.
Yeah.
You know, you guys took the phone away?
Absolutely.
Awesome.
Absolutely.
That was something that we had stopped doing for a while. Mm-hmm. And MJ and I, we talked about it. We had a lot of pushback from our peer ministers, about taking the phones. But we did it. We started doing it like 7 years ago, or maybe a little more.
Yeah.
Again, because we used to do it like
every year.
We used to do it. Take watches.
Yeah.
You know.
Oh, yeah.
Phones. I've been doing this long enough that I had a beeper.
that's older than the
when
kids
I was in high school.
Now.
Yes. I just dated myself. Yeah. But no. So what I'm saying is so we. We had some pushback because teens don't want to give their yeah. phone. But then now they're like,
that's their favorite, one of their favorite things to do on a Friday.
Throw it at you when, yeah. when they're coming in because they don't want it.
Well,
they
even
want
team
that
will
respite,
do that, you know, which is really cool because we have to be in constant communication with each other. But they're like,
well, especially with the layout of Trinita,
right?
Where the multiple buildings,
right?
When we were in the seminary,
it was a little easier.
It was a little easier.
Channel 3 kids camp, same thing,
a little easier,
right? Where, but even this year, they were saying, nope, we're giving up our phones. We want to be a part of this experience too.
Yeah.
Which is always nice.
And it's really cool because, you know, they can actually be present. Mm-hmm. There's not this constant distraction of trying to communicate with people
yeah.
and from the outside world.
Right.
If you will. It's just, it allows them to really be together
yeah.
and be prayerful and stuff. Saturday I came up in the afternoon for
you
free
did.
Time.
Stole the attention of everyone with Zoe. She is
yeah,
so cute.
She had a great time.
Yeah, she was a little fussy at first because she had just woken
yeah,
up from her
yeah,
nap.
She took a nap on the way up.
I mean, that's perfect.
Which is a short nap for her. Normally, okay. In the middle of the day, she'll normally take like an hour and a half, 2 hour nap. So
yeah.
she took a 40-minute nap. but then, so she was a little cranky when I first got there, a little shy.
Yeah.
One of the pictures was her.
That made the slideshow where she's, you know,
looking
a little,
yeah.
looking
but then,
stressed.
Of course, like an hour later, she's sitting with her foot up in the air.
I love the video you put on Instagram where she's just rocking out to Audrey Assad.
Yeah, that's right. She's just sitting there swaying.
To holy, holy, holy.
But no, it was awesome. It was really great to see some of the peer ministers and stuff that
yeah.
were you know, still in the program and on retreat with me, the last one that I did there a couple of years
yeah.
ago. So it's really cool to catch up with them and see Brett, who's Zoe's godfather, and,
yep.
and Steve D'Amato, and I he's a great guy.
Mm-hmm.
And I still work with him a little bit, like probably going to team up to bring some of my kids to NCYC.
Cool.
One of my youth from Sacred Heart came on retreat.
Mm-hmm.
Amaya, she had a blast.
Yep.
She just... She was so fired up to go again. She went last year.
And she was a little nervous last year.
Right? Yeah, because she didn't know what to expect.
Right, and she didn't know anyone in our group. So no. that's
and
pretty
then
brave
this,
to
this year,
jump into
come back like without any kids, any other kids from Sacred Heart. Because last year, two of the young men from my group came as well.
Yeah.
And this year didn't have that. So... Yeah. But she still was still fired up to go, and from what I could tell, she was smiling the whole time I was there. So it's just really cool for her to be able to go and experience that. And I know that last year it really lit her on fire. She's now reading at masses. Good. She's just involved. She's pumped to come to youth groups and classes and stuff like that. So she's just that kind of experience can really light the youth on fire. Yeah. And so getting that just little tiny seed planted last year to this year, you know, she's grown a lot in her faith and everything. Mm-hmm. And so just to, like I said, to see that kind of experience was really cool. So I came up for like just after lunch, a little bit of free time. They did a scavenger hunt. And then I left right as another talk was going to go. And then you guys had your prayer night.
Yeah. Four corners, adoration,
mass. So how did all that go?
That went really, really well. Four Corners is and adoration is always super emotional and very heavy, but in a good way.
Mm-hmm.
You see a lot of high schoolers just break down and cry. And it's something they need, you know. And
the important thing is they have a place where they can do that,
right.
Not feel judged.
Right.
It's not about taking any kind of pride in teenagers crying. I just don't want to put off the wrong thing. Where it's like emotionally, they can just really spend time with God, and if they need to cry, they can cry without feeling like they're being judged, and that's really awesome. And it just this emotional experience with God, you know, the exposed Eucharist, Jesus is present, and they can just be present in that.
Yeah, we have different activities going on, and if anybody wanted to write their letters, we have little mailboxes, they can do that, but I was proud of Jen because she's always super shy going on these retreats and helping out. So what she's been helping me with the last few years is taking pictures for the slideshow. But last couple of years, she'll sit off to the side with us. We'll sit kind of in our own little space. And then if anybody wants to come up and talk with us,
So
we're available.
The emotional support of...
Right. And she always gets a bunch of high schoolers to come up to her. And she doesn't take that for granted at all.
No,
she doesn't expect that at all. So when that happens, she's like, what are they seeing me? So I'm just, you know, watching from the distance as the proud husband that I am, seeing her talk with the high schoolers and pray with them and everything, it's nice to see. It's very heartwarming.
Yeah, and that's the prayer support, the one-on-one prayer support that team offers. It's just about praying with them.
Mm-hmm.
And so just for those who don't know what the Four Corners activity is there's a prayer corner. There's there's prayer corners. There's like healing. It's what do you want to pray for? So you would go see Evan, say he's in the healing corner. And it's just like something in your life that you need healing on and you want someone else to pray with you. And so each corner has a different feel or different theme or something in your life that you want them to pray for. And then adoration, forgiveness. Sometimes we have confession if a priest is available.
Right.
Our priests are super busy. You know,
just a little.
They say multiple masses on Saturdays and then come up to do retreat. So sometimes they can't fit it in. We are super blessed when they can, and we understand when they can't.
Well, Father Martian was saying mass an hour and a half before doing our mass out in Trinita. So
exactly. And it's an hour drive.
Gets to the car, zips out.
Yeah. It's just that I just wanted to kind of break down what the Four Corners activity is, but so a teen can come up to you and just say, "Hey, I'm dealing with this.
Yeah,
really, really looking to pray." And so it's like, "Okay, let's pray. Let's ask God." You know, And so that's what you do in the mm-hmm. in the four corners. And then Father Martin said Mass.
He did, and he his homily was really, really good, and the reading was really good. I forget what the section was, but he connected very well from what I saw with the high schoolers. I was sitting in the back, and he came out and he sat down in a chair and just started talking with them and saying, you know, we've got this new 5 o'clock Mass Sunday evenings.
Cool.
What can we do to make it more exciting for you guys? And one kid said, you know, I like coming for donuts on Donut Sunday. And he said, tell you what, we'll start doing it once a month.
For the 5 o'clock?
For the 5 o'clock Mass. And he says, right. I'll look for money. We'll start it once a month, realistically.
Yeah.
He says, if it works, we'll do it every Sunday.
Wow. All right.
So it showed that he was willing to be flexible and that he really did care and wanted to get
that's great
more of our youth in the building, which is what that's, we need.
You just need to have them experience the foundation of our faith, the yeah. Eucharist, mm-hmm. the readings. Mm-hmm. You know, it's Jesus being present in our celebration of the Mass
yeah.
and the words that he gave us in our Bible,
mm-hmm.
in our weekly and daily readings. To be able to do, you know, it's just yeah. super important. So into Sunday of mm-hmm. the retreat, you guys left at like 11?
We left at noon.
Noon, okay.
Yeah, we did the slideshow around 11.
Okay.
But yeah, the parents came, they hung out, got to watch a slideshow, see what insanity we were mm-hmm. up to over the weekend. And it was funny because, so Sunday morning, we're exhausted, you know.
Well, that's what I was going to say. That's normally a short day because right. it has to be.
Right. And they sleep during the ride home. But Brett, Jen, and I had to find, like, we do the wake-up call with music.
Mm-hmm.
And I had to get the most obnoxious song to get them up and ready to go for breakfast.
Mm-hmm.
So you probably know this song being that you're a dad now. But what I ended up doing was doing a small edit. So I did a bait and switch. I started off with the intro to SpongeBob SquarePants.
Okay.
Yep. So you got the captain yelling, getting the kids all hyped up. So I'm like, this will be great because this will get the kids ready to sing the actual song.
Yeah, yeah.
Right before he starts singing it, he's going, oh!
Yeah,
I cut it and it goes into Baby Shark. Well, I thought it was a great idea and I thought, I'll just run this on a loop.
Yeah.
It snowed and rained the night before,
mm-hmm.
making the lawn super, super icy. Gross and yeah. icy and yeah. hard to walk around. So we ended up hearing that song like 7 times in a row as we're going from dorm to dorm because there's multiple dorms.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
And by the end of that, we were so mad. It actually, I don't know if you saw the slideshow, but I ended the slideshow with the clip from It's a Wonderful Life where
she breaks
Mary is walking over, breaks the record. I inserted Baby Shark. The song starts playing. And everyone starts booing. And then as soon as she smashes the record, it goes, yeah! You know, it was funny.
That's awesome.
But it worked. It worked. It got them out of bed.
That is fantastic. but so all in all, just a really, really good weekend.
Yeah, it was great. And Steve's created a massive group text so that we can still keep in touch
awesome.
And everything. And
that's great.
We're going to try to have some events. And apparently enough high schoolers said, can we have another retreat sooner? He said, yeah, if there's enough interest, we can do one in May.
Well, yeah, and I heard that he said that he might try to make it like a community service weekend, too, where maybe getting Trinita ready for their summer camp.
Yeah.
And so it can be support what mm-hmm. Trinita does for their summer camp as well.
Right.
At least that's
get some volunteer hours.
You get some volunteer hours and just help out, you know, and get the, you know, have like a mission for the
weekend. Exactly.
Or weekend. All right. So we're going
to. Oh, time for the questions.
Time for the questions.
Ooh.
All right. So you ready?
I think so.
All right. So this is a first grade question.
Oh, no.
What is considered the most important meal of the day and why?
Breakfast because it's your first meal.
Well, it says the answer is breakfast, but it's because
nutrients it
gives you energy to start the day.
Okay.
Okay.
How many of these are there?
That's just a couple.
Okay.
So right. This is a third grade question. Which of the following is the best source of protein? Eggplant, beans, or potatoes?
I think beans.
Why?
Because they have protein.
Well, beans can be counted in the meat group, so yes, it has protein. Okay. Good for you.
Thank you. I had a lot of baked beans as a kid.
I'm passing third grade.
Yeah.
All right.
I knew they let me through for a reason.
Okay, the fifth grade question. Which of the following ingredients is a leavening agent? Flour, sugar, baking soda.
So just repeat the question one more time, please.
Which of the following is a leavening agent?
Yeah, dictionary. And what are the options?
Flour, sugar, baking soda.
I don't know why. I'm just going to go with baking soda.
You are correct, sir.
Wow.
Leavening agents allow baked goods to rise as they are heated. Other leavening agents include baking powder and yeast. This is the million-dollar question, okay, according to this quiz. Which milk product did the U.S. Agricultural Department propose as a substitute for meat in school lunches in 1996? There's no options.
There's no options? I was waiting for it. I was like, 1996. That was third grade for me.
So which milk or dairy product did the U.S. Agricultural Department propose as a substitute for meat in school lunches in the year 1996? How old were you in 1996?
I was in third grade.
Okay.
Yeah.
I think I was in seventh.
I have no clue. No $1 million for me.
Well, I guess not. You want to know what it is?
Yeah.
Yogurt.
Yogurt?
Yogurt.
That's not a meat. It's not a meat substitute.
Yep. So, apparently,
I love yogurt.
In 1996, they proposed changing meat to yogurt in a school lunch substitute.
So would they
I would not have been happy.
Instead of a hamburger, they just take out the rolls and start slapping the yogurt back and forth?
I mean, that would be terrible. Ah. I just picture them going, yogurt cup.
Yeah. I would chicken not have patty, not today.
Yogurt.
Yogurt. Yo play.
I picture being just plain, unflavored yogurt.
The fruit on the bottom, but never stirred?
No fruit. Just plain yogurt.
Yeah.
Yeah, and I would not have been happy as a child.
No. That'd be awful. That's worse than vegetables.
All right, so what do you got for music? That was my contribution to the show. My grades, grades 1 through 5 and questions.
So for music, if you're into Christian metal, there's a...
Oh, am I?
Oh, you are. I've seen you at those Skillet shows. So Demon Hunter just is releasing two projects tomorrow. One is called War. One is called Peace. So they're called...
Demon Hunter.
Demon Hunter, yeah.
Okay.
So, and then coming up in March 8th, Meredith Andrews is coming out with a live album called Faith and Wonder. If you're into Christian...
Slightly different, I'm just guessing.
Just a little bit.
Mm-hmm.
If you like Christian hip-hop, Tadashi is coming out with Never Fold.
God bless you.
Thank you.
Sorry, that was just too easy.
No, it worked. And then March 22nd, Stephen Curtis Chapman just announced that he is putting out another bluegrass album, and it's called Deeper Roots.
Okay.
So if you like that back porch mandolin and bluegrass music, that's a good one for you.
That's awesome.
So.
All right.
Bibble time. By the way, Karen Montminy is watching, and the other day we were talking, she goes, "You guys are funny." So,
well, hopefully, Jen, she still finds us
you
funny.
Hear that? We're funny.
onto my digital bibble. To anyone who's just listening to the audio, it's like, why is he breathing so heavy? The do's and don'ts.
Audio I learned production. This in radio.
Just breathe heavily into the mic. All right. So, Mark chapter 9, 41 through 50, if you're reading along at home. Jesus said to his disciples, "Anyone who gives you a cup of water to drink, because you belong to Christ, amen, I say to you, will surely not lose his reward. Whoever causes one of these little ones who believe in me to sin, it would be better for him if a great millstone were put around his neck and he were thrown into the sea. If your hand causes you to sin, cut it off. It is better for you to enter into life maimed than with two hands to go into Gehenna, the unquenchable fire. And if your foot causes you to sin, cut it off. It is better for you to enter into life crippled than with two feet be thrown into Gehenna. And if your eye causes you to sin, pluck it out. Better for you to enter into the kingdom of God with one eye than with two eyes be thrown into Gehenna, where the worm does not die and the fire is not quenched. Everyone will be salted with fire. Salt is good, but if the salt becomes insipid, with what will you restore its flavor? Keep salt in yourselves, and you will have peace with one another." The Gospel of the Lord.
Praise to you, Lord Jesus Christ.
Super powerful reading.
Yeah. And I think kind of appropriate now that we're approaching Lent next week.
Yeah, absolutely. And it's just a super vivid visual where it's like, if you're causing people who believe in me to sin, mm-hmm. you might as well have an anchor mm-hmm. tied around your neck and be thrown into the sea. So, kind of let you know where you stand.
Yeah.
But it's also like, it's just really where it's like whatever's causing you to sin, whether it's your eyes, whether it's your hands, your feet, whatever's causing you to sin, cut it out. Mm-hmm. Just make it stop one way or another. The term that I love for young men is custody of your eyes. Mm-hmm. Always have custody of your eyes. Never let your eyes be causing you to lust mm-hmm. or causing you to sin. Be mindful of your eyes. Never be gawking at women. Never be lusting after mm-hmm. women. Be mindful. Have custody of your eyes. Never be let them be drawn to something immodest. Mm-hmm. Be conscious of your eyes. Mm-hmm. I love that saying, having custody of your eyes.
Yeah,
and that very relevant in this reading.
Mm-hmm.
And it's just be diligent. You know, whatever's causing you to sin, knock it off.
Yeah.
Easier said than done. I right. get it. Yeah, yeah. You know, whatever you're struggling with, whatever is your vice, habit, whatever, your mm-hmm. sin, it can be really hard to cut out of your life. Mm-hmm. And we are all sinners. It is not easy. It is not easy to cut sin out of your life. So. I don't say that yeah. easily, but yeah. Just a super powerful reading. I love any time this comes up on our Sundays or on our daily yeah. readings and stuff like that. It's just that reminder of that we need to be diligent and be seeking the kingdom of God, mm-hmm. not seeking earthly pleasures. We need to be seeking heavenly rewards.
Mm-hmm. Amen.
Amen.
So our saint and pope.
Yes, our saint of the day, Saint Hilary, who was a pope back in the 400s. He was actually like an assistant to the pope who then passed away, and he was canonized. He was voted in as pope, and he did a lot in France and Spain and growing the church, rebuilding after wars the church, actual churches back in Italy, where he was born. He was born and raised in Italy. And he did a lot for rebuilding the church, because back in the 400s, it was not very easy to be Catholic. And there was a lot of strife and all that. But he had a big part in raising the church back up. And so he was canonized and recognized as a saint, mm-hmm. but a pope as well. So
very good.
Cool. Saint of the day, Saint Hilary, a pope. News of the weird?
News of the weird. So file this under the category about time. There's a man in New Jersey. His name is Mike, and he started a crowdfunding project for a hoodie that is designed to keep your pizza warm.
Okay.
Yeah. It's got a nice little pocket pouch right in front of your chest. It zips up. It's got a pouch inside it that you can take out and wash so that, you know, the pizza, cheese, and
smell.
Hawaiian toppings. Don't stain the inside of your sweater. But
you know, like, pungent the pizza smell is?
Yeah.
Like, yeah. It doesn't matter what pizza you get. That smell is pretty strong, pretty hard to get rid of.
So this is a campaign that's now on Kickstarter, and they have a goal of $5,000 to raise in a month. And within 24 hours, they made 20%
wow.
of that goal.
So the pizza pocket hoodie.
Yeah.
Are we talking like a large pizza?
No, it's a slice. It's
just a slice.
Yeah, you have a personal slice, and I guess you could put in a couple slices, but it's designed as a triangular shape.
Why aren't you just eating that slice of pizza? Who is walking with a slice of pizza not eating that slice of pizza? Yeah.
I don't know.
I commonly use the term walking slice. Because if you have pizza on the go, it's called a yeah. walking slice.
Mm-hmm.
I don't need to put it anywhere. I'm eating that slice of pizza.
Right.
Those of you listening to the podcast, that music means it's time to wrap up our podcast. Thanks to you guys who watch on the video on Facebook. I'm just super appreciative of all your support, people who email in topics and stuff they want us to talk about. Just thanks so much.
Absolutely.
Awesome. So, as always, thanks so much for listening. Keep smiling, and God bless.